Let me say, Senator Kerry, or should I say, Mr. Chairman?
For the first time in almost a decade, members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee were using the term Mr. to address a prospective Secretary of State. And at least online, it's been causing a buzz. Jezebel.com, a website aimed at women, recently posted a piece asking, satirically, is America ready for a white male Secretary of State? After all, the last time a white male had the job was 1997. The Secretary of State, Warren Christopher. The jokes mean something, says Professor Robert Thompson, speaking via Skype.
These kinds of jokes and these kinds of questions are, to some extent, an indication of a lot of different things, but one of them is where we would like to be compared to where we are now.
Years of diplomatic leadership from Madeleine Albright, Colin Powell, Condoleezza Rice, and Hillary Clinton have left a mark. Daniel Serwer with the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies says the impact is subtle but real nonetheless.
And frankly, it encourages more staff who are black and who are women, and that certainly has been one of the dramatic changes in these 16 years in the State Department.
Very honored.
None of that seemed to be on the minds of senators at Thursday's confirmation hearing, like longtime Kerry friend John McCain, who praised Kerry's personal qualities,
which I think are well suited to the position.
So does it matter what the top U.S. diplomat looks like, whether it's a man or a woman, whether he wears pants or she wears a skirt? Maybe not. In the end, it comes down to being tough. George Mason University professor Tony Michelle Travis via Skype.
I think Kerry brings with that a certain, not only experience, but aggressiveness, and says, we're not weak in any way.
And hopefully,
something that, in U.S. diplomatic circles, no longer appears to be relegated to white males. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.